We turn to God's Word, the little portion that we read in Matthew chapter 7, and I'm going to be speaking on verses 24 to 27 of this chapter. Over the last few months in our evening services, I have been preaching on some of the things that the Lord Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount, which is found in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. And this evening I want to speak on how Jesus ended that sermon. And his words here in these verses from 24 to 27, his words challenge us to consider whether we are wise people or whether we are foolish people. In this world, there are many foolish people. There are all sorts of different kinds of foolish people in the world. The Bible warns us about some of the kinds of fools that we find in the Scripture, we find in the world. The Bible tells us that there is one kind of fool who tries to convince himself that there is no God. The fool says in his heart, there surely is no God. But that's not the kind of fool that Jesus is speaking about here. And Jesus isn't speaking about the foolish person who is foolish because they have never received the word of God, that it's an unknown thing to them. Jesus is talking about foolish people who do know the word of God. They have heard the word of God, they've read the word of God, but they've never done anything about it. And what Jesus tells us here about a wise man and about a foolish man, he's referring to people, all of whom had heard these sayings of Jesus. And at the end of his sermon, Jesus is saying, well, now you have heard what I've had to say. And no doubt he said more than we have recorded in these three chapters. You have heard my sayings. All of you have heard my sayings. Now, are you going to be a wise person? Are you going to do something about what you've heard? Or are you just going to go away and it'll not make any difference to your thinking or your living? Jesus says, it's what you do with what you hear. That's what really counts. That's what makes all the difference. And so he uses the picture of two builders. First of all, he speaks about the wise builder, and then he speaks about the foolish builder. We consider what Jesus says about the wise builder. And he is telling us what the wise response to his teaching is. He says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, you hear them and then you do them. Jesus says, I will liken that person to a wise man. The wise man is the one who hears. They pay attention so they do actually hear what Jesus has to say. Not only do they hear, but they recognize that this is the truth and therefore it is obeyed. The wise hearer doesn't just hear the sayings, but he does the things that he hears said. And then Jesus compares this wise listener to a man who built his house on the rock. I will liken him to a wise man, Jesus says, who built his house on the rock. Now, in Luke's gospel, we have another account of the teachings of Jesus where he is using this same illustration. It's the same basic message. And there in Luke chapter 6, 47 and 48, it says, whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. So the wise builder is a builder who seeks out the right kind of place to build his house. He builds his house on something that is strong, something that is stable, something that is solid. He builds upon the rock. And he doesn't just find a sort of a flat piece of rock and plonk his house on the top of it. But Jesus says that he digs deep into the rock. He establishes a good foundation. And he does that before the house ever begins to rise up off the ground. The wise builder digs down before he builds up. Now, that would have been hard work, digging into rock. I believe that was the situation with the building of our church hall. There was a lot of rock that was there, and it was time-consuming. It was a slow process. But this is what the wise builder did. He found the rock, and he dug deep down into the rock. He wanted a house that would stand the tests that would come. And those tests did come. And that house did stand. Jesus says in verse 25, "And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock." And so here's a house, and it was tested. It was tested in every way. The rain came down in deluge and tested the roof that was there on the house. And the wind and the floods tested the walls and the foundation, and the house stood firm. It was thoroughly tested, and it stood firm. And Jesus is saying, and that's how it will be with people who hear what I have to say, and they put it into practice. And when they do the things that I teach, then when the tests of life come, they will stand, and they'll not be swept away and ruined. So Jesus is teaching that wise listeners put into practice the things that they hear. Wise listeners are doers of the word and not hearers only, as James speaks of. A wise listener then is someone who realizes that things cannot be rushed at the start. The key time in the building of these two houses was the beginning. You can't build a foundation later on. It has to be done first. The foundation needs to be right. The time and the effort have to be put into the foundation, and that has to be the priority. Everything else has to wait until you have the right foundation. And so in the Christian life, a new believer has to learn the things of the Christian faith. A new believer has to know the things that Christians believe. And a new believer has to learn the way that a Christian lives. They have to learn the truth on the one hand, and they have to live the truth on the other hand. And these two things must progress together. And these are the foundations upon which everything else must be built. Disciples of Christ are learning from Christ, learning the truth, but they're also following Christ. It's not just what you believe, it's what you do. And those things are the foundation of everything in the Christian life and Christian faith. There is always believing, and there is always repenting. and nothing else will do. No other foundation is adequate. Nothing else is true Christian discipleship. It was good that these people had heard all this teaching of Jesus. They had heard so much that was good. But if they didn't do anything about it, it didn't do them any good. And so Jesus teaches that the foundation has to be there. The foundation has to be right. It must be, because the tests will come. And what you believe will be tested by the things that will come your way in life. The house was tested by the rain, by the flood, and by the wind. And everyone who sets out to follow Jesus Christ, the reality of their following will be tested in a variety of ways. Many of you will know of some of those tests, some of those things in which you know that your faith in Jesus Christ has been tested. There are maybe other tests that haven't yet come your way. But for everyone who sets out to follow Christ, their faith will be tested. Our faith is tested when we experience life's disappointments, when what we expected and what we get are two different things. It tests our faith. We are tested in life when we suffer loss. It may be loss of health. It may be the loss of friends who were important to us and who were a strength to us, and then they're taken away by one means or another. It may be the loss of loved ones, people around whom our lives centered and focused, and they're no longer there. And that is a test of our faith. We can be tested by a loss of fellowship. When our circumstances change and we no longer have all the supports around us that we used to have, that tests our faith. When life gets harder than it has been in the past, then we are tested in our faith. We can be tested by the things which tempt us, which lure us away from the Lord and the gospel and the scriptures and the things of God. We can be tested by the things that frighten us. We can be afraid to show ourselves to be Christians because of the trouble it might bring us, because of the criticism and the mockery that might come our way. We can be tested by the attacks of the devil. He doesn't want to see us being respectable Christians whose lives will be a witness and a challenge. He wants to bring us down. And he has many evil spirits that target the Lord's saved people. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, we're told. We can be tested by having to face the reality of death. What do we really believe? Where does our confidence truly rest? The tests of a professed faith in Christ, those tests will come. And we don't know when they will come. And we don't know if they'll be nicely spaced out in our lives. And here's a test for you when you're a teenager, and then you have a nice rest until you're mid-20s, and here's another test. And then you have another 10 years off, and then another test comes. And they might all come at once. We don't know. Those tests will come. Job got them all at once. Everything happened within a short period of time. He lost so much. His faith was attacked in so many ways. He was severely tested. The storms came and they battered against the faith of Job. And he stood firm. And the Lord said, "In all of it, have you considered my servant Job?" And when the foundation is right, the house will stand. Have you ever seen any of those photos of places where hurricanes have swept through and everything is flattened? But there'll be that one building that's still there. And it was different. There's something different about that building. That those who have a right foundation will stand. Come what may, that foundation is that of not only listening, but obeying the things that we hear. The Apostle Paul teaches us in Ephesians 6 that every Christian needs to put on the whole armor of God. And he tells us how we'll get on if we do put on the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6:13, he says, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." As it was with the house, it stood. So it is with the believer wearing the whole armor of God. When everything's done and dusted, they're still standing. Now, those who listen to the Lord Jesus Christ, those who listen to the Lord speaking to us in the Scriptures and do what he says, will not in any way be found wanting. Every believer will have a lot thrown at them in life, and yet they will stand firm. In Luke's account of it, it says in verse 48 of that chapter, "And when the flood arose, the storm beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock." The house that's founded on the rock will not be shaken. The life that is founded on the rock that is Jesus Christ will not be shaken. Jesus teaches us that there is a wise way. There is a wise builder. And then he warns us that there is also the foolish builder. He speaks about those who also hear what he says. It's not that they weren't there that day, didn't hear Jesus and all that he taught. They heard it. They were there. They heard it, but they didn't do what Jesus said. In Luke 6, verse 46, the story of the two builders is introduced by these words. This question of Jesus, Jesus says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say?" Jesus says, here's the problem. You're not doing what I say. And regarding people like that, Jesus says, Matthew 7:26, "But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man." And again, a foolish man is pictured as being like a kind of a builder. He is a man who built his house on the sand. And Jesus says, the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. And here, at the end of all these great things that he has taught in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus has this warning to all who hear the word of God. All who are listeners to God's word, all who are readers of God's word. If we are only listeners, if we are only readers, and we are not doers, then we will not be able to stand when the tests and storms of life come our way. What was the difference between the foolish builder and the wise builder? Well, it was all to do with what they built on and what foundation they laid. The foolish builder in Matthew's account, he builds on sand. In the Luke account, he builds on earth, whereas the wise builder built on rock. One is a solid place to build, the other is a loose place. And Luke 6, verse 49 says that the foolish man built a house on the earth without a foundation. Flat place, flat earthy ground, and he plunks the house on the flat earth, no foundation, no rock, no foundation. He fails to dig down before he builds up. As a builder, he's in a hurry. He wants the house. He wants to be in the house. He wants it all sorted. He doesn't want to spend ages on it. And he's in a hurry to get the house up, but it doesn't stay up. Luke 6:49 says that when the stream beat vehemently against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. And here Jesus presents the challenge to all who listen to him. We are greatly blessed that we are among those who have the opportunity to hear the Lord speaking to us in his word. We have had God's word all of our lives. We have had the word of God taught to us in our youth. We have been able to read it for ourselves. We have been able to hear God's word preached to us on many occasions. And those are great blessings that some people in the world have never had any of those things. But these things in themselves don't mean that all must be well with us. What really matters is what effect have these things had upon us? And you can hear it all and you can know it all, and you can be unmoved by it all. That's how it was in the days of the prophet Ezekiel. In Ezekiel 33, God tells Ezekiel the reality behind the people who gather regularly to listen to what he brings to them. Ezekiel 33, verses 31 and 32, it says this. God is speaking. God says to Ezekiel, "They come to you as people do. They sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they do not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their hearts pursue their own gain." Indeed, he says, "You are to them as a lovely song of one who has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear your words, but they do not do them." And there was Ezekiel surrounded by all the people. It seemed it was really good. People were coming to hear what God had to say to them. But they weren't coming to do what God had to say to them. God's word was something they heard, but it would make no difference to the way they thought and the way they lived. And we can be just like that. We can hear the word of God, we can learn it in Sabbath school, and we go away and we memorize the words, but does it actually make any difference to us? Do we go and do we learn to do what it says, or do we not just learn the words? Just knowing the words is not enough. James in the New Testament writes about those who hear but don't do. James 1 verse 22, he says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was." But James says that he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. James, the earthly brother of the Lord Jesus, half-brother, he echoes the teaching of the Lord Jesus. It's a person who hears and does. That's where the blessing lies. That's where the wisdom is. And so we are warned of the danger of deceiving ourselves. And that's something that Jesus has a lot to say about in Matthew chapter 7. He warns about being deceived by false prophets. He warns about deceiving yourself. And here at the end of his sermon, he's warning of the danger of thinking that just because you've heard, that's everything. This is a matter of great importance. If your house fell down, that would be mighty bad news. But it wouldn't be the end of the world. But if you as a person fall apart, if you collapse, well, that is the end of your world. If the storms of life come and you're not ready for them, that will be a great fall indeed. The ruin of that house was great, says Jesus. Jesus is warning us, don't be ruined. Make sure you do what God says. And it's interesting that in Matthew's account of the Sermon on the Mount, he finishes the preaching of Jesus there with that sentence, and great was its fall. And then he tells us what the effect of Christ's preaching was upon all those people that heard it. And it says at the end of Matthew 7, and so it was, when Jesus had ended these sayings, that the people were astonished at his teaching. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. They were astonished at his teaching. It doesn't say they followed Jesus. It says they were astonished at what he taught. This was different from what they normally heard. But it was no good just being astonished. Unless those people became followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, they were still fools. They were fools who had heard the truth and refused to follow the preacher. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians teaches us what the essential foundation of the Christian faith and life is. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. We must look to Jesus Christ. We must listen to him. We must love him. We must serve him. We must obey him. Our house must be built upon him and upon him alone. Only then will we stand firm when the tests of life come our way. Jesus teaches us the foundation that we need to have. May we have the right foundation. Jesus Christ is the shepherd that we need to follow in life. And Jesus Christ is the rock on whom we must rest and build. Amen.